Hare Krishna. Question from Nailesh Prabhu. How can karma be spiritualized? Suppose somebody is working in the army and that person has to do that as fight as a duty. But in that process of fighting as a duty, one may incur vikarma. So how can one spiritualize one's karma in such a situation? Answer. There is spiritualization of karma, that is in intention or motivation. And then there is the regulation of the karma in action. So spiritualization of karma in intention or motivation means that one does one sadhana regularly, by which one has a strong steady connection with Krishna. And by that connection with Krishna, one's life becomes gradually reoriented, redefined as a service to Krishna. So, when we have that vision that my whole life is devoted to the service of Krishna, whatever I do, it is for the service of Krishna. So, whatever social position, professional position I am put in, I'll try to serve Krishna as much as possible in that. Now, we want to avoid directly sinful activities. So, we avoid professions that are involving direct violation of the four regular principles. But beyond that, in certain professions, certain level of violence is required, or certain level of activities which may rebound into karma are maybe unavoidable. So Krishna also says in the Bhagavata, Sarvarambha hi doshena dhumena agni rivavrita. Sarvarambha hi doshena. Krishna says in all activities there will be some fault. And dhumena agni rivavrita. Just as there is smoke that covers fire. So similarly, all endeavors are covered by faults. So there are faults in that. So similarly, in that context, examples are given. That sometimes Brahmanas have to perform sacrifices in which animal killing may be there, or Vaishyas may have to do business in which sometimes they may have to lie. Kshatriyas may have to kill in war. So the point is that one doesn't give up one's duty just because there are some faults in it. Rather, one tries to spiritualize one's intentions. So Krishna says, Svakarmanatma bhyarcha siddhin vindati vanava. That we try to spiritualize our intention by having a regular sadhana, developing a strong desire to serve Krishna. And then within the particular activity that we are doing, we try to minimize any bad karma that we are doing. We try to avoid as much as possible bad karma. But beyond that, if it is not possible to avoid, if in the course of duty, certain actions are required for, we understand that is the way of the material world. We don't aggravate it, but we don't try to run away from it also. We do it our duty, and we understand that this is the nature of the material world, and we have to become free from the contamination of the material world, ultimately by practicing pure bhakti and becoming disentangled from it. Not just that we can avoid the duty, we do our duty, whatever is required. But along with that, with a spiritual intention created by a proper sadhana, we can put ourselves in a situation where despite involving in some wrong activities and despite being in a situation where we may have to get the reaction, still we can transcend it all by practicing bhakti seriously and keeping our intention of serving Krishna and progressively purifying ourselves so that we eventually attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.